go back and ignore it. Then there are stuffs like that. I will make it short. That thing that is happening in the back of my existence, which is our existence, is not only human, is all this. And all this is doing something, isn't it? Because we see that the universe is dynamic. It's not stopped. It's working. What is it doing? That one. It doesn't have the intelligence. At least we don't see the brain. But it should have the feeling. What is that feeling? That feeling is the intuition of this universe to exist. What is it that this universe is hanging on it? It should be something good, right? To make the universe happy. Could you imagine something like that? It's something as simple as improvement. The existence is being improved. And it's happy. Really has the ecstasy of improvement. Honestly, I believe that the Earth now has seen itself through our eyes. Because we are the eyes. Not that my eyes are some cells from this machine that's working for the brain. Improvement. What is it? As long as we know, we are living in a very old universe. So let's see the result of this improvement. If there has never been an improvement, the hell with its process. If there is an improvement should be visible. What is visible in this universe? Beauty. The only thing I know that is visible in this universe is beauty. So, simple as that, I understand that this universe is trying to be more beautiful. How each part is trying to be the best that part could be. Now, should I ask another question? My question was, why am I here? What should I do? I should join this improvement and beautification. For beautification, I need the taste. And taste doesn't come with the intelligence and explanation. How do you acquire taste? There is only two things to do. Try it and have a chef to direct you. Have a master and try painting, you will understand the painting. You will enjoy the beauty in the painting, right? That's all. To me, that's all the story. Rumi is talking philosophy, but making the beautiful space of mind for me to try to find a taste for beauty. That hidden beauty which is in the meaning of these verses. Not the rhyme and... of course rhyme is good, just like the other one. Everything. But those are details in art. The essence has nothing to do with the details. The essence of beauty is being explained here. This is good for the people who use this and practice. The people who read this and don't practice, they won't get it because they will understand the philosophy, but the feeling is not there, the passion is not there. It doesn't work. That's why you need at least one way of meditation. I say at least because I am one of those fortunate God. Did I brag enough about my life for you? I see you're smiling. Have you ever heard about my life, my life story? No, I've never told you. If I start to tell my life story, before I reached the age of 12, you will be suicidal. Yeah. And you wouldn't believe it. It's not that I was fallen from paradise. It's hard, bad. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Garcia Marquez said, at the age of so and so, I understood that it's not how you play or you have the good cards. It matters how you play with your bad cards. That's life. Because you have good and bad opportunities always. How you play it? And we are here with that choice. And I was lucky to be in some complicated, difficult position, which was good to me, helped me. One was, I was born in a crossroad. Nobody could call me something. You see, each baby normally is called Christian or Dervish or Muslim or something. I was in a crossroad, nobody could call me. In childhood, I have several names. At the beginning, I learned this. I learned that my grandpa will call me a name which is an Arabic Islamic name. I know that my father had rushed to the office and bribed the guy to get my birth certificate registered because he didn't want me to have that name. He wanted my name to be Old Persian. And my mother calls me another name. And different people. This name comes because I belong to two different religious sect. At the center of confusion, it helped me a lot. Because I learned a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, and somehow all played. So, I had experienced several different kinds of meditation and looking at this. Now, I cannot say I understand it. Honestly, I know it. It doesn't matter. Because from the beginning up to here, I was explaining the main basic element of this teaching, right? Okay, in this teaching, of course it matters if you have a good brain, you understand that philosophy or not. But if you don't have a good brain, does it matter? He himself said no, if you don't know anything. But that taste of beauty will be provoked in you. You are it! Finished! Because that's what it is. The goal is to beautify your spirit in here. I say spirit because I don't want to say existence. Existence goes to this. The other one which exists here but in another dimension, which is timeless. Because that me is always me. It's not my young me or old me. That me which is we in me, that essence, which doesn't care about me. Now if he cares about me. He doesn't care about me because I'm going to have a child. Because he knows that, okay, this is a dead end. I don't have a child. But doesn't matter because that's the essence of we. So, it judges me how that is the point. If you understand how you are being judged by this universe, then you could have a clear idea what to do, right? If you want to understand that, put aside this understanding of you. Who are you? Really, who are you? Whatever you're thinking is wrong. Because you're thinking about you, and it doesn't matter. That's not who you are. You are for the rest of the universe. This is the meaning of you. Meaning of you is not in you. It's in the rest, right? Meaning of a part of a machine is in the machine. It's not in that part. This is a part. I am a part even. That meaning, real meaning of me is who I am from the eye of this universe. Not from inside, from outside. And from outside, only one part of me is being seen. What I do. What I think. It's useless. What I do. What I offer to this we. What is my role in we? If I'm trying my best for the beautification here, I'm it. And I don't need anything else. Because I'm doing my job. And guess what? I'm doing my job and I'm not being paid back. Because I don't need to. Because that's the real joy. Now here's the game. Think about the joyful moment. Think about it. Build something in your mind that, okay, if this and that and that, blah, 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 blah. Yes, that's the experiencing the joy. Think about it. John, tell me the story for you. The moment that, yes, you feel the joy. Any of you? Don't worry, all of you, you are asking for some other situation to be. Either you wanted to have something else that you don't have now, or you wanted to be somewhere else that you are not now, or you wanted the situation to be different, which is not now, right? So all of you for joy went to somewhere else, you were not here. And that joy, 20 years from now, is not joy to you. Because your wish, your view, your feeling, everything is changing, right? But let me explain to you one single moment I imagine, and I feel, joy. And when I say it, all of you, try not to feel that, yes, that's the good feeling. Okay, try to resist. Try to hang on to your story. Imagine that I'm walking and suddenly I fall in a manhole, the sewage, and I'm out of that filthy stuff out if there is a shower. I just stand on it. All this filthy stuff will be washed away. How does it feel? That is the joy. This is one of the main lessons of book one. Who remembers that? Remember there are 60, 70 stories over there. I always go back to them and you have to know them all. If not, how could we start book two? Book one. Do you remember? Once upon a time there was a king. And he asked for the beauty. And the Chinese, they chose the color. And they painted. And painted and painted. Rumis, they started to polish.